Stargazers will have their second opportunity this year to view a total lunar eclipse. That's tomorrow, an opportunity that will not come again until 2025. So time to catch it while you can. Samantha Lawler is an assistant professor of astronomy at the University of Regina, and she joins us now with more. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
What can you tell us about the eclipse coming up?
Well, for one thing, it doesn't look like the weather's going to cooperate very well, but...
Maybe in Stony Rapids.
Yeah. So it's visible across a huge swath of the Earth. So anybody who has clear skies will on this side of the planet will get to see it. So this is when the Earth's shadow passes in front of the full moon, and it looks so freaky. It's just like the moon turns kind of strangely red. It's like every sunrise and sunset in the whole world getting projected onto the moon at once. It's really cool looking.
How can we, if it's visible, how would we best see it?
Just look up. It's really easy, right? The moon is nice and bright. The peak of the eclipse is at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. The total eclipse lasts between 4:15 and 5:45. So pretty early, but not too early.
Not too early for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And even if it is cloudy, I've noticed the last couple of nights, it's been very bright, right? The full moon or nearly full moon has really lit up the clouds. And I bet we'll be able to see the color change, right? Instead of being a normal white light on the clouds, it'll turn sort of reddish during the eclipse. So even if we can't see the moon directly, I bet we'll be able to see some effects from the eclipse.
Why is this the last one for a while?
It just depends on when exactly the Earth's shadow passes in front of the moon and where the moon is when that happens, right? So it just so happens that that our part of the Earth won't get to see that for a little while. But there are other cool events coming up.
What other cool events are coming up?
There's other eclipses. So next year there will be a partial solar eclipse that we'll be able to see too. So hopefully we'll have better luck with the weather next year.
Sam, I've been following you for a while now on Twitter at Sundog Planets, but people will not be able to catch you there for stargazing advice anymore. How come?
I'm sure a lot of people have heard that Elon Musk has taken possession of Twitter, and I've been seeing the Starlink satellites. That's also a company that he runs. They've been in my astronomical data. They've been in my sky. They're very bright, and this company is not doing a very good job of making them fainter and sharing the sky with other users of the night sky. So as my little act of protest, I'm not using it anymore.
Yeah, you've written about that before, right? Light pollution writ large.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's a really big problem. So just with the proliferation of satellites, Starlink is now almost half of all satellites. And that has changed in the last 3 years, right? And they're very bright. They're very easy to see in the night sky. And they're not regulated at all. And they have not used, like, Starlink has fantastic engineers, but they have not used their engineering expertise to make the satellites fainter like they said that they would. So I'm not impressed. This is my little act of protest. So I've started using a different social media site called Mastodon. It's very similar to Twitter. It's a little different to get started, but you can use it exactly like Twitter, and it's open source, and it has a lot of things built in that make it a lot friendlier and happier than Twitter. So far I've been really impressed.
I have the app on my phone, inspired by you and others who said that they were finding that a good place to be. Although at the moment I'm having trouble finding people. I could search for you precisely at Sundog Planets, but when I just looked for journalism as a sort of general area. I couldn't really find anything. And it has suggested people to follow, but I don't know who they are. Is there any kind of tutorial you would tell me to go look at? Or I just don't quite know how to get started on Mastodon. I think a lot of us aren't sure what's going to happen to Twitter.
Yeah. So with Mastodon, there's a lot of good tutorials you can find online. And you know, as with Twitter, it takes a little while to find the people that you want to follow. And Mastodon is not set up with advertising, right? It's supported by donations and open source software. So people are not getting promoted, right? The controversial topics don't get promoted to the top of your feed to make you angry and make you read them and make you click on them, right? So it takes a little bit more effort to find people. But yeah, if you find someone that you like, look at who they're following and start there. That's a really good way to get started. So I'm still learning all this. It's very different, but I really like it. It's got a lot of promise to be a happier place than Twitter.
Well, I'll see you on Mastodon when I can figure out how to wave.
Excellent. Me too.
Okay. Thanks, Sam.
Thanks. Enjoy the sky, even if it's cloudy.
I will. That's Samantha Lawler, an assistant professor of astronomy at the University of Regina. Tomorrow, between about 4:15 in the morning and 5:45, if you're an early riser, have a look for the total lunar eclipse.